devolved powers were going to work at that local council level.
You're listening to Inside Business with me, Wendy Austin. We're talking about the Chancellor's Autumn Statement and a few peripheral matters as well. My guests in the studio today, John Campbell, Angela McGowan and Neil Gibson, and Paul Gosling is in our Foyle studio. And I've also been speaking because one of the big topics that came up in the statement was housing. Angela McGowan's already mentioned the extra stamp duty for landlords purchasing new properties. I've been speaking to Cameron Watt, who's Chief Executive of the Northern Ireland Federation of Housing Associations, and he's been outlining what the spending review means for the sector that he represents.
Our members have a particular focus on serving the most disadvantaged communities, and I think that the Chancellor's U-turn on tax credits is a massive boost for the incomes of the people that we serve. And clearly, you know, with many thousands of families having perhaps £1,500 more pounds in their pocket than they might otherwise have had, that's a huge boost economically for the local economy. But I was really struck by the Chancellor's focus on extending house building and really boosting supply across the market. In Northern Ireland, we're delivering about 1,500 to 2,000 new social homes a year. That has a huge impact on the local construction sector. Co-ownership are successfully delivering the biggest shared ownership product in the whole of the UK, and that's welcome. But I think that the Northern Ireland Executive could follow the Chancellor in having more of a focus in boosting, you know, the private sector and getting house building kickstarted, particularly for those first-time buyers and people perhaps looking to make a step up the housing ladder.
Just to look at some of what you've said there, you talked about how housing associations deal with a lot of people who are disadvantaged, and you have a lot of organisations and their clients who are involved, of course. He says that he's doing all that he can for people and businesses here. But what would most help your organisations and their clients now?
Well, I think that what would really make a difference in terms of getting Northern Ireland building is a step change on land supply. One of the really welcome aspects of George Osborne's speech was that he committed to bringing forward enough land, public land, for another 160,000 homes in England. And in England, there has been a real focus across government departments, local councils, quangos, all other public bodies to bring forward as much land as possible to get England building. And in spite of all the brownfield sites that we have all over Belfast, all over Derry, all over Northern Ireland, we're really not being able to get hold of those to build the homes that are needed. And so we'd like to see a big focus from the whole of the Northern Ireland Executive on setting binding targets in the next programme for government to get that land brought forward for all types and tenures of housing. Let's get the homes built. Let's get Northern Ireland building.
What about the whole issue of housing stress here and the stress that that places on people and families? And will the detail of the statement make any difference to that?
Well, you know, there are still 22,000 households in housing stress in Northern Ireland, and that's in spite of us having the most ambitious social house building programme of all the four UK jurisdictions. So the Chancellor's, he's U-turned on tax credits, but a lot of those cuts are just being postponed until he introduces universal credit. So I think we're going to have to adjust to a welfare state that is smaller and less generous, and that's going to create particular issues for our members and the people that they serve.
Cameron Watt there of the Northern Ireland Federation of Housing.